This is National Kidney Month. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Orlando Gutierrez. He's chair of the medical affairs for American Kidney Fund. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Okay, here are the facts. Nearly 200,000 of us African Americans are living with kidney failure. How can you live with kidney failure? To put this in perspective, it says if you line everybody up, all the African Americans with kidney failures, the line would be 70 miles long.
Mm. What is kidney failure described as, sir? How do you know if you are
kidney failure or kidney disease?
Well, the distinction in the terms is that kidney failure usually means that you need kidney dialysis to continue living because your kidneys are no longer working. Whereas kidney disease usually means that your kidneys have problems, but they're not so bad that you need kidney dialysis to continue to live.
Okay. So like we always see on this show, we disproportionately suffer in this country. We're only 13% of the population, but we account for 1/3 of all kidney failure cases. That's because of diabetes and high blood pressure. Diabetes is the number one cause of kidney failure, and high blood pressure is the number two cause of kidney failure. And if you have both high blood pressure and diabetes, you're in the bonus round.
That's not bonus time.
Mm. Wow. So why is that? Why are we disproportionately suffering from kidney disease and, of course, kidney failure, Doc?
Well, just as you mentioned, the two biggest factors that cause kidney disease disproportionately affect the African American community: diabetes, hypertension. I'll throw in being overweight onto that mix as well. There's also increasing evidence that beyond just those risk factors, that there are certain genetic factors that predominantly affect African Americans that increase the risk of developing kidney failure. So when you have all of those together, it certainly causes the very high prevalence of kidney failure in the African-American community.
Is it incurable?
Certain forms of kidney disease are curable, but the types of kidney disease that disproportionately affect African-Americans are manageable, but not so much curable. It's just like cancer. A lot of times you can manage cancer and survive a long time without necessarily curing it. Diabetes is very hard to cure, and high blood pressure is very hard to cure, but we can manage it, and we can slow down the effects of these conditions on kidney disease if we manage it early.
And can you find out through genetic testing about these genetic factors that we may be predisposed to?
Right now, the genetic factors that we know predispose African Americans to kidney disease are not yet FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, approved for testing, widespread testing in the African American community. Perhaps in the future they will be. But at the moment, there's not something other than through research studies and so forth that a particular individual will be able to find out whether they have these factors or not.
And so in terms of treating it before it's necessary, are there foods, are there ways of living beyond what we are told normally that you might suggest for people who want to get on the right track or their children on the right track to prevent this?
I think the biggest issue with prevention is making sure that people who are at high risk, that have high risk conditions, get tested to make sure that their kidney function is doing well. Those high-risk conditions, as we've already mentioned, are diabetes, high blood pressure, being overweight, and particularly in the African-American community, if you have a family history of kidney disease, and I see this all the time in my own patients, many, many members of the same family being stricken by kidney disease, you want to go to your doctor, you want to ask them, have my kidney function been checked recently, and if not, could you check it and make sure everything's okay? Based upon that, then, depending upon whatever might be causing the kidney disease, whether it's diabetes and hypertension, managing those conditions as best as possible is the biggest part of prevention.
Go ahead, finish your sentence.
Then you could talk to your doctor in terms of what dietary changes might be most appropriate depending upon what condition you have.
And yet we're still surprised when it happens. Yeah, we see it, you know, our parents, our grandparents, great-grandparents.
Yeah, and we still drink those Mountain Dews and won't drink water.
Wow, that was a message out to somebody.
Hello, big head. So if you have a question for the doctor concerning kidney and kidney disease and kidney failure, high blood pressure and diabetes, our doctor, Dr. Orlando, will be with us. And you can text him your questions. He'll text you back at 646-4464. Thanks, Doc.